Saints, as it is usual, you have the take-home in the bulletin. Please read, meditate, share with family, share with friends, share also with
your enemies.
Thank you. And when we get to heaven, one of my delights would be to ask you what was the take-home. In my native tongue, there is a song that we sing.
Croco imperake mefere when you make babo woman nana we say bratwa pray. Croco imperake mefere when you make babo woman nana we say bratwa pray. Oko imbioka were ye.
Did anyone have the gift of the interpretation of tongues? So you can interpret what I sang. The words I sang roughly translates, give me grace or give me strength to do this duty, to enter through this narrow gate, please, O Lord. Again, give me grace or strength to do this duty, to enter through this narrow gate, please, O Lord. Those are the words I sang. Now, as you know, those words were just proclaimed for us and read for us in the gospel of today. And that's why I sang them. To enter through the narrow gate that leads to salvation, that leads to heaven. Many years ago, it was Halloween Day, and many young women and men were dressed like devils. And they were going around town from door to door. One of the young men who dressed like a devil went into a Catholic church in the town. And there in the Catholic church, he met a woman, an old woman, who was frightened by this sight when she immediately saw the image of this young man dressed in Satan's costume. And so she shouted out, she said, "Oh! Don't harm me. Don't harm me. I have come here to pray daily for many years. But I have actually been on your side. So don't harm me." The lesson is that all of us and each of us need to be on the side of Jesus in our times of fear and doubt. We also need to be on the side of Jesus. Let's pray that if we are frightened by anything, we will still confess Jesus, and we won't say, "Well, I have been going to church every Sunday, but you devil, I have been on your side." Give me strength. Give me grace so that I can enter through the narrow gate that leads to salvation. Amen. I know a woman who came to me years ago, and this woman was devastated by her daughter, who said to her, "Mom, I am am gay. She was simply devastated. So she ran to me and said, well, my daughter told me she is gay and she is going out with a woman. And I fear for her salvation, she said. She is being an active lesbian. But this woman said to me, Father, it's not her fault. It's my fault. Because when she was little, her daddy left me, and I used to bring in a woman partner into my house. And so she learnt my sin from when she was a little girl, this woman said. So, what could I do? I said, well, let's pray that the Lord will touch her heart and bring her back to the right way, to the way that Jesus wants. Let Jesus bring her back to conversion so that she will enter through the narrow gate that leads to salvation. We need all of us and each of us to acknowledge Jesus in our work, in our thoughts, in our plans, in our relationships, in our successes, in our failures, in our doubts, in our possessions, and as we say around here, in our stewardship. Our talents, our treasures, and whatever else we have, we need to acknowledge Jesus as Lord of our lives. And whether we call ourselves straight people or gay people, whatever, Jesus does not tolerate any sin. Jesus will always love us, but Jesus will not tolerate any sin. We need to renounce lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, as 1 John 2:16 and 17 says. In everything we do, in a word, we all need to be like Jesus and his mother in our hearts and in our lives. As my friends sing so beautifully, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. I need your help, Brother Jesus, to be on your side, not on Satan's side. I need your help to approach you with faith, hope, and love. I need your help to acknowledge you as the way, the truth, and the life. Please give me an abundant supply of your grace as I offer you to the Father and receive you in Holy Communion. And send me as a messenger of love and good news to the whole world. Amen.